brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, deep behind enemy lines, you are listening to the Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network. It is the 18th day of July, 2006. I am your narrator and radio gun, Jack Blood, filling in for Alex Jones today. Alex will be back with renewed vigor, with white knuckles and the hair standing up on the back of his neck on tomorrow's broadcast. I have been filling in for Alex here these last few days. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We have a very, very interesting show for you coming up in the second hour. Yonatan Shapira was a captain in the Israeli Air Force Reserves. He is also a military refuser. Yonatan joined the ITF in 1991. He graduated from the Israeli Air Force flight course in 1993. He served as a regular in the Air Force until 1999. And while a regular, Yonatan flew primarily as a rescue and assault helicopter pilot, completing well over 100 missions, including missions in Lebanon. And in 2003, Yonatan Shapira, along with 26 others, signed a declaration refusing to participate in aerial attacks on populated areas in the Palestine territories because of the belief that these attacks are illegal, immoral, and do not serve the security of Israel. So, Yonatan Shapira, a refusnik, a military refuser, joining us in the second hour of today's show, The Alex Jones Show. We have a lot of news to cover. We are going to continue to cover news in the Middle East. On yesterday's program, we talked very briefly, well, extensively, rather, with Webster Tarpley. We did talk quite a bit about the 25,000 American citizens stuck right now in Lebanon and in Beirut, and what is going to be done with those people. Well, yesterday, of course, that was most of the news. In fact, a number of cable news networks did get through to several people still on the ground in Lebanon who are saying over the airwaves that they are being attacked relentlessly, that the Israelis are bombing everything in sight, and there is no safe place to hide. So there you go, folks. Our president, our great country, not able to pull back the leash on Israel. And I want to make something very clear as we run through this information today. As we talk about Israel, we only talk about the upper echelons of the evil government of Israel, just like we talk about the upper echelons of the evil government of this country, or of the United Kingdom, or of France, or Germany, or Russia, or China, what have you. They are absolutely no different than the rest of us. They have evil leadership who will seek to blow up the entire world if they are left absolutely unmolested. So I want to make that very clear. And I got to tell you, folks, I was very surprised yesterday as we were talking and hearing a lot of people up to speed on the powers that be, up to speed on the workings of the globalists and the New World Order, totally up to speed on 9/11, looking to defend Israel for some spiritual reason. Look, folks, what would Jesus do? What would Buddha do? Name your God. What would Allah do? Would Allah bomb innocent children in a war of aggression over a few kidnappings? This has completely gotten out of hand, and therefore I believe we need to talk about it. We will be updating you throughout the program with various developments, and we're going to be covering a lot of news. It's just come out here that hospital staff have been charged with killing patients after Katrina, the Attorney General holding a news conference, I believe, just today. So we'll talk a little bit about that. In fact, we covered this during Katrina, where there were a number of hospitals and old folks' homes where they simply just turned out the lights on the patients, sometimes leaving them there, sometimes even euthanizing them on the ground in order to stop any potential suffering they might feel as the floods moved in. Well, there have been some charges involved with that, and we'll go over that news today. New HP wireless chip connects the digital and real worlds, tiny chips that can be attached to objects from photos to prescription bottles. And George Pataki signs a new state limit on video surveillance. Of course, this won't involve Homeland Security surveillance, just the surveillance you can provide at your own business. Regulating your business, regulating your privacy, that's a great country. We'll be right back after this, folks. Stay tuned. This is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Going to cover a lot of this news from the Middle East here, and just to let you know, we have a couple of clips we wanted to put on the show today. One, of course, James Woolsey calling for an attack on Syria on John Gibson's news program. That would be Fox News Network. I'm looking for that right now. Also, on Friday, right from this very studio, the InfoWars studio, I had an interview with Daniel Ellsberg. He is the man that leaked the Pentagon Papers and really brought down the Nixon administration, worked for the Johnson administration, watched as the Gulf of Tonkin was used as a false flag operation in order as a pretext to go to war in Vietnam, talked very succinctly and very openly about 9/11 in our Friday interview. We're going to try to play at least the 10 minutes of note during that our program today. Just want to make sure that people understand this. And the reason why is because a lot of the refusal to understand the truth about 9/11 comes from the left, and Daniel Ellsberg, a real leader and the real hero of the left. So if we can find a few examples like him who have come out and talked openly about 9/11 and about the future of false flag terrorism and how it could be used by this Bush administration, then it might help you to convince some of your friends, family, coworkers, and people on the street who might be leaning a little more left. Of course, what we try to do on this program, what we try to do on this network, is to smash these paradigms, these controlled WWF paradigms of left versus right, red state versus blue state, Demopublicans versus Republicrats. And I think that that, if nothing else, should be a main goal for all of us, that we can understand exactly what we're up against. Looking and going back to some of what we were talking about yesterday regarding these civilians who are currently being held, and let's just talk about it very openly here. Let's just be very honest. Let's just put our cards on the table. The people being held currently and are being held in Lebanon against their will, trying to get out of the way of these bombs, very well could end up being a shield, and as Webster Tarpley talked about yesterday, could be a catalyst for another false flag event, either by Israel or the United States or various roaming intelligence services. Of course, we remember not too long ago where we found SAS agents dressed as Iraqis, loaded to bear with bombs and rocket-propelled grenades, caught and then locked in an Iraqi jail, and then later broken out in a massive military attack by the British military. So these are what we call P2OG. These are provocative counterintelligence events that, of course, move the agenda along for the neocons and their global controllers. Just to give you a little bit of history, we'll go back to World War II. The U.S. government carried out an 8-step plan to provoke Japan into attacking and killing Americans. They knew in advance that Japan was going to attack. Now, we've talked to a lot of people inside, and they have confirmed this for us, but I think now, even on the History Channel, this is a matter of record. Army Board, 1944, everything the Japanese were planning to do was known to the United States. That's from the Army Board, back in 1944. Flagrant absence of advance intelligence, on the contrary. Numerous reports and warning signs all pointed towards the coming debacle and the sheer mass of transcribed radio intercepts bordering on overwhelming. Of course, that does sound familiar. Sounds a lot like 9/11. Sounds a lot like the 7/7 bombing. Sounds a lot like the 3/11 bombings in Madrid. And even, dare I say, the 7/11 bombings in India recently. Do Freedom of Information Act files prove FDR had foreknowledge of Pearl Harbor? Pearl Harbor, it might have been avoided when pieced together with the benefit of hindsight. We now see that there were many intelligence fragments that pointed to Japanese plans to attack Pearl Harbor, including massive intelligence, including radios that were catching, shortwave radios and general radios that were catching the Japanese coming all throughout the West Coast, including a submarine in advance being sunk to the offensive. All right, we don't need to build the case. I think many of you are with me on this. Roosevelt left Americans in the Philippines for good war propaganda, knowing that they would be killed. Now we're starting to see the correlations to what's going on currently in Lebanon. U.S. prisoners claim Roosevelt left them in the Philippines deliberately. Hundreds of former U.S. prisoners of war have begun a battle for compensation after uncovering documents that allegedly prove the wartime administration deliberately used them as a tool to whip up domestic support for war with Japan. This has been going on for decades, if not centuries, if not millennia. This is a standard in practice, which is why, of course, Webster Tarpley is using this past information, using history, to put together his analysis, which at this point it's hard to disagree with. Now, I understand the logistical nightmare of trying to move 25,000 people out of a war area. It's difficult, if not impossible, and that's why cruise ships and the USS Iwo Jima, helicopters, everything within the disposal of the United States apparently is being used, but it is very, very slow. It's a very slow process, and even if a few hundred people are left and are killed by bombs, it can be used and will be used, you can count on it, as an excuse to begin further involvement into this new conflict in the Middle East. Meanwhile, it appears George W. Bush is not doing a lot of talking about this issue. Waiting for something, I don't know, waiting for a more provocative circle in which to enter. That would be more evidence. That would be doctored evidence, most likely, that Syria and Iran are heavily involved in the Hezbollah movement and are actually directing the strikes and the rocket attacks and everything else from their central command in Tehran. Okay, so once we uncover that document, once we're ready to go, still with our U.S. citizens on the ground in Lebanon, in Beirut, what is to stop the killing? Neocons have resurrected plans for regional war in the Middle East. Here's a little more history for you. In 1996, Richard Perle, Douglas Feith, David Wormser, all later senior officials in the Bush administration, had a plan for how to destroy Hezbollah. Invade Iraq. Of course, after 9/11, that was completely possible. They wrote a report to the newly elected Likud government in Israel calling for, quote, a clean break with the policies of negotiating with the Palestinians and trading land for peace. The problem could be solved, quote, if Israel sees the strategic initiative along with the northern borders by engaging Hezbollah, Syria, and Iran as the principal agents of aggression in Lebanon. Sound familiar? The key, they said, was to, quote, focus on removing Saddam Hussein from power in Iraq, an important Israeli strategic objective in its own right. That's already done. And as a means of foiling Syria's regional ambitions. They called for, quote, reestablishing the principle of preemption. Again, we're long down this road. They promised that the successes of these wars could be used to launch campaigns against Iran, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt, reshaping the strategic balance of the Middle East profoundly. Are you listening, Saudi Arabia and Egypt? Because we came upon this document almost immediately after 9/11, and I've been talking about this really for years, that Saudi Arabia and Egypt are also targets. Right now, our strategic allies, soon to be targets. I wonder if somebody in Saudi Arabia or Egypt might be monitoring this show. Not that I want to cause any global geopolitical conflicts on my own, but they should be aware. Now, with the U.S. bogged down in Iraq, with Bush losing control of world events, and with the threats to national security growing worse, no one could possibly still believe this plan, could they? Think again. William Crystal, editor of the Weekly Standard, is still pushing this radical version. He now uses the excuse of Hezbollah's terrorist attacks and what he calls Iran's proxy war. This is on the cover of the Weekly Standard. Iran's proxy war. Not the United States' proxy war, not the British or the United Kingdom's proxy war, not British Petroleum's proxy war, but Iran's proxy war, to push the United States deeper into regional war against Iran and Syria. Quote, this is William Crystal, we might consider countering this act of Iranian aggression with a military strike against Iranian nuclear facilities. Why wait? Does anyone think a nuclear Iran can be contained? I'm raising my hand here in the studio. That the current regime will negotiate in good faith. It would be easier to act sooner rather than later. Yes, there would be repercussions, and they would be healthy ones, showing a strong America that has rejected further appeasement. In other words, he's warning us. Yes, there will be repercussions, healthy ones. Now we can use a semantical dictionary to try to figure out exactly what he means by healthy, but I think that he was one of the people saying that they would throw flowers at our feet when we invaded Iraq. So if they're going to throw flowers at our feet while we invaded Iraq, and we're going to have healthy repercussions while invading Iran, you can only do the math and extrapolate exactly how bad this might be. But according to Bill Crystal, according to James Woolsey, according to Newt Gingrich, according to all of the screaming heads on neocon talk radio, this must be done. This must be done immediately. We must take this opportunity now while we have the window open. Richard Perle, sometimes known as the Prince of Darkness, had already weighed in a June 25th Washington Post editorial decrying Bush's ignominious retreat on Iran. He, too, wants war. Newt Gingrich on Meet the Press this Sunday said that we were already in World War III, and that the U.S. needed to take direct action against North Korea and Iran. In fact, he didn't just say to Meet the Press. He's been saying it anywhere, anytime somebody will put him on the air. In fact, I wonder if we can get Newt Gingrich on this show. He seems very anxious to talk about World War III and action against North Korea and Iran. Less well-known pundits have flooded cable news and talk radio this weekend, beating the war drums. We're going to continue with this, and by the way, I want to thank thinkprogress.org for some of this editorial, doing some great work as well. This is the Alex Jones Show. Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. Go to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. More information coming out by the second. Stay tuned.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
A little Johnny Cash song about napalm and phosphorus material being used throughout the Middle East. Again, on civilians. That's what we're talking about. I am not... And I don't think many of you would be consider yourself pacifist. I'm not a pacifist, though I could be convinced, certainly, because it's hard to look back and find one war, one major conflict that wasn't started on a phony pretext. As General Smedley Butler wrote an entire book about this, war is a racket. Now, fine, if your military wants to blow up the other guy's military and the other guy wants to blow up your military and that's how you want to spend your money, I guess you can make an argument for that. Not a very good one. But the senseless killing of innocent civilians or a lesser breed, a lesser class, because this is nothing less than a culture war going on in the Middle East, is absolutely inexcusable. It's unacceptable. I looked at some pictures today that were just mind-blowing, and I put these up on my website. Hopefully got them up at Infowars.com. If you guys are listening, you might want to check out these pictures, because they literally have 8-year-old girls riding on the bombs leaving Israel that are going to be dropped on children across the border in Palestine and in Beirut. Literally autographing the bombs. Here's a special gift for you. Boom. Dead. I mean, folks, how far do we have to go before we can separate leftist pacifism to senseless killing? I got to tell you, we were talking about the neocons resurrecting plans for regional war in Middle East and talking about how this whole plan started in 1996. Yesterday, Webster Tarpley went over with us a secret meeting that had taken place in the American Enterprise Institute, where some of the key heads of both U.S. and foreign powers got together and decided how they were going to try to move forward in this war in the Middle East, how they were going to go after Iran. Talking about the Richard Pearl article on June 25th, Newt Gingrich, and that was in the Washington Post, saying we got to go to war. Newt Gingrich saying we got to go get North Korea and Iran. William Kristol, this is Iran's proxy war, and the window is open. We got to go. Why wait? There's going to be healthy repercussions, but it'll show that we're strong here in America, because that is what they tried to paint this country with. We're weak. They even go so far as to criticize President Bush himself, calling him weak for trying to at least put out the appearances of negotiating before the preemptive strikes happen. Less well-known pundits have flooded cable news and talk radio all this week, beating the war drums. Meanwhile, David Wormser is ensconced in Vice President Dick Cheney's office's neoconservative colleague, Elliot Abrams, the convicted Iran-Contra felon who urged war with Iraq in 1998 in a letter to Bill Clinton, sits and directs Middle East policy on the National Security Council staff. The neoconservatives are now hoping to use the Israeli-Lebanon conflict as a trigger to launch a U.S. war against Syria, Iran, or both. This is the back door. This is the way around. As we've said, no one is going to stand for an attack on Iran. Any of the military generals, anyone in the Joint Chiefs of Staff, warning this administration and warning Congress about any potential strike on Iran, the military cannot withstand. It can't happen. It's not logistically even possible, according to the experts. But let's not let the facts get in the way here, because they found a way around it. And once there's enough pressure that you have to go to Iran, you have to go to Syria, anyone who's not ably for the plan is unpatriotic and will be painted as such and lambasted in the media. Okay? These are profoundly dangerous policies. They have to be exposed and stopped before any more harm comes to the United States national security than it already has. I mean, if you think that terrorism is entirely phony, well, wait till these people get done. They're going to be real terrorists running around everywhere in a massive clash of civilizations. And as Daniel Ellsberg said, the next strike will be our right, without a doubt, and they will begin rounding up anybody that's Middle Eastern, anybody that supports anybody that could be Middle Eastern, and anybody that criticizes the Bush administration. Full sedition acts will be put in place. We will be rounded up into camps. Thus, we see the beginning of the end of this once great country, this once free and liberated country, locked down in total sedition. We'll come right back. We'll play a couple of clips for you. Stay tuned. This is Jack Blood. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bill. I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
We're going to go to some of this Katrina news, most likely in the third hour of the program today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Breaking news going up as we speak. Make sure to check out those websites. This is the GCN Radio Network. Jack Blood sitting in today for Alex Jones, who will be back on the air with you tomorrow, ready to go, ready to take on the New World Order. Yonatan Shapira joining us in the second hour of today's program. He is a captain, or was a captain, in the Israeli Air Force Reserves. He is also a military refuser who refused to bomb innocent civilians. Good for him in Lebanon and in Palestine. He'll be joining us in the second hour of our program today. I mentioned this quick interview that we did from the InfoWars studios. This interview was technically ready to go for the Alex Jones Show. We just ran out of time, so we carried it over onto my program, but was recorded here out of the InfoWars studio with Daniel Ellsberg, who is a former military analyst employed by the RAND Corporation, who precipitated a national uproar in 1971 when he released the Pentagon Papers, the U.S. military's account of activities during Vietnam, to the New York Times. And this released the awakening of the American people to how much they had been deceived by their own government about the war. This literally took down the Nixon administration almost single-handedly, and he might be one of the greatest whistleblowers of all time, has been recently seen backing Cindy Sheehan and other anti-war efforts. But very, very intelligent man. He's been around the block several times, and his resume would take so long to read, we'd run out of time. Here is the pertinent clip. It'll run here for about 10 minutes. The interview that we did with Daniel Ellsberg talking about 9/11, our Reichstag here, and what is going to happen when and if we get hit again here on American soil. Groundbreaking stuff. First time Daniel Ellsberg ever opened up like this, and he did it right here on InfoWars. Folks, go ahead and roll that if you could. I mean, look at the history of leaks. Look where we're at now. Everything's national security. Nothing's allowed to be leaked. Nothing's allowed to be printed. The White House trying to control all of the news reports around the country. What would happen today if somebody leaked something as big as you did back in 1971?
Actually, if somebody took the risk, the personal risk, of putting out a lot of clearly authoritative, real documents, as I did at that time, I think they would get printed. For one thing, you could almost certainly get them out on the Internet, even if no major newspaper
sure.
took them. But I think actually we are seeing major leaks come out. Unfortunately, not usually accompanied by documents, and they get discounted, and some of them are way overdue.
That's also a good point. I mean, what is the problem with people in this country today? I mean, some things are being leaked, as we saw this banking information,
yeah.
the invasion of privacy, the massive databasing and cataloging of all Americans, the loss of liberties. Why do you think that people don't take this seriously today? Would they have taken it more seriously in 71?
I don't know. I'm very disturbed by the reaction that you described there. I had to reflect, and it's not a happy reflection, that probably in any given time, in any country, including this one, most people don't care that much about liberties or rights or guarantees of freedom that much. I think that goes back to the revolution. One-third of the people supported the revolution. One-third supported the empire, according to John Adams. And another third were indifferent. It's probably always true that there's a minority of people who are really concerned about that. Unfortunately, at this very time, I don't see even a strong minority of people being very active in showing resistance and protest and outrage and really efforts to change this. Is real effort being put on Congress to investigate this? Of course, it's a Republican majority, and they're going to show a great deal of resistance to it. But how much pressure are they actually getting? And on the Democrats to press more for it? It's as if after 9/11 especially, the country is acting like so many other countries, saying, we're in danger, we need a strong man, let him free, don't put him under restraints. And I'm afraid we're slipping toward in the direction of a police state without a lot of resistance, which is what happened in Germany.
I think the correlations are exactly precise. You know, we talked kind of about the neocon doctrine in a way. I'm sure you're well aware of the Project for New American Century and that they had said they had laid a lot of this out, the doctrine out of how they were going to go fight multiple wars in multiple theaters, how they were going to expand the budget of the Pentagon by doing so. But they also mentioned that this would take a really long time unless they had a new Pearl Harbor. And then magically, we had 9/11. Have you had a chance, I'm going to take a risk here asking you this, Daniel, with all due respect, but have you had a chance to look at a lot of this information coming from America's leading scholars, physicists, engineers, et cetera, who have taken a look now at 9/11 and are now not only questioning what might have happened on 9/11, but really being very direct, including a number of high-level...
I have looked at a lot of that, and I'll tell you, without going into it all, which would take a lot of time, I find some of it very implausible and other parts of it quite solid. There's no question in my mind that there's enough evidence there to justify a very comprehensive and hard-hitting investigation of a kind that we have not seen, with subpoenas and general questioning of people and raising a release of a lot of documents. There's no question that, put it this way, that very serious questions have been raised about how much they knew beforehand and how much involvement there may have been. Is an administration capable, humanly and psychologically, of engineering such a provocation? Yes, I would say that. I worked for such an administration myself. Johnson, President Johnson, put destroyers in harm's way in the Tonkin Gulf, not only once but several times, with a lot of his people hoping that that would lead to a confrontation, and claiming that it had. And could have resulted in the loss of many lives in the course of it. What I'm saying now, by the way, though, is this. And here there is a very strong analogy. To this day, there is a controversy. It's gone back and forth historically as to who caused the Reichstag fire, the burning of their parliament, the Reichstag, on February 27th, 1933. Goering, at one point, the number two man in the Nazi regime, said, "I set that fire." Later, he denied that at Nuremberg. And I've noticed that the latest history suggests that it wasn't the Nazis. The point is that there's all this time later, there's still a controversy about that. But what there's no controversy about is the use the Nazis made of it that very night and the next day.
Key Bono, who benefited?
February 28th, there was a Reichstag fire decree that ended freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of association, all in the Weimar Constitution, and privacy of the postal system, and of communications, and of telephone. What ended here to more than we knew 4 years ago, right after 9/11. If there's another 9/11 or a major war in the Middle East involving a U.S. attack on Iran, I have no doubt that there will be the day after, or within days, the equivalent of a Reichstag fire decree. It will involve massive detentions in this country, detention camps for Middle Easterners and their, quote, sympathizers, critics of the president's policy, and essentially the wiping out of the Bill of Rights.
I know you're walking very carefully here, Daniel Ellsberg, but that's pretty strong medicine. And I think, you know, we have to look at the history of the world. The governments do this. As you mentioned, governments are liars. Governments are murderers. This is not above them. I'm sure you're familiar with the Northwoods document.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, talking about a manufactured provocation, which could have involved even the shooting down of an American or some other airliner with American support. Yes, I would say, by the way, that Americans definitely play this game. I'm sure that it's happening now. I expected, by the way, Bush to manufacture a kind of Tonkin Gulf incident before he went into Iraq. And then I just said, well, I'd been wrong. They didn't feel they needed that.
We'll go ahead and cut it there, folks. That was Daniel Ellsberg, again, from the Pentagon Papers. He leaked a large number of classified papers regarding the execution of the war. These documents later became collectively known as the Pentagon Papers. They revealed the knowledge early on that the war would not likely be won, and that continuing the war would lead to many times more casualties than it was admitted publicly. Of course, the papers also showed a deep cynicism toward the public and a disregard for the loss of life and injuries suffered by soldiers and civilians. Now, what did he say there? He said that he's surprised there wasn't a gun. This is what he put at the end, because Daniel Ellsberg has to be very, very careful of how he puts this. But he's saying, you know, he was surprised there wasn't a Gulf of Tonkin incident prior to the war on Iraq. But we know that's exactly what 9/11 was our Gulf of Tonkin incident. You can call it our Reichstag. Though what Daniel Ellsberg is saying, he said, first of all, he agrees that there is some great information out there that would certainly need to lead to a new investigation, subpoenas, and really more questioning related to to 9/11. No question that there's very serious questions have been raised. Is the administration capable of humanly and psychologically of engineering such a provocation? He says yes, emphatically. They are capable, and as we know, they did. He goes on to say how he worked for the Johnson administration and how they put destroyers in harm's way in the Gulf of Tonkin many, many times, which could have caused a major loss of life. But this led, of course, to the confrontation. And then he goes on to say again that the next time we get attacked, which he says no doubt will come right after the attack in Iran, that we will no doubt the next day have our own Reichstag fire here, where it'll be the equivalent of a Reichstag fire. We'll create massive detentions in this country, detentions of camps for Middle Easterners and their sympathizers, critics of the president's policy, and essentially the wiping out of the Bill of Rights. So again, very strong medicine, as I put it in the interview from Daniel Ellsberg. And we're now beginning to see, if you want to consider Daniel Ellsberg a leftist, and I believe that's what Webster Tarpley alluded to yesterday, he is aligned with anti-war groups who have generally been very close-minded to some of the issues of 9/11, then take a look at Daniel Ellsberg, who now appears to be breaking out of the pack. But that's what Daniel Ellsberg has always done. breaking out of the pack, leading the way. And now we need to get it through to some of these other anti-war protesters out there that 9/11 is the cataclysm. That's how we went to war. We've seen the FOIA requests being fulfilled to get the notes from Donald Rumsfeld on the ground, on the Pentagon lawn, on 9/11. And what was he doing while he was supposedly saving bodies, even though the entire country was under attack? He was out saving people. But what was he really doing? He was transcribing a note to his aide to go right to General Myers to find a way to blame this immediately on Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein so that we can go have these wars. And of course, what happened? The next day, literally, a month later, we were on the way rolling into Afghanistan. The next year, we were on the way rolling through on the ground through Baghdad. But no, that wasn't enough. Because we have to get Syria, we have to get Iran, and as I say, if you're listening, Saudi Arabia and Egypt, we gotta get you too. So while we talked about this yesterday on my program, while Saudi Arabia and Osama bin Laden seem to have almost identical aims to the president, and we might go ahead and say that they're being used by the neocons, by the Western global controllers, to set through their own oil empire, and this is why, again, they're out against Iran, the United States is doing the exact same thing. And then, what happens? Is this the enormous penalty, the enormous price that has to be paid to go into Iran that somebody like William Crystal is talking about? The enormous sacrifice that we must make in order to take advantage now of the opportunity to take out Iran and Syria and any of the other dominoes that need to fall? Is that what it's going to be, what Daniel Ellsberg was talking about? Camps set up for dissidents, camps set up for all Middle Easterners, much like World War II when we locked up every Japanese American in the entire United States and any sympathizers who might be involved in that provocation, that world war, that preemptive strike, our first Pearl Harbor. That's exactly what is being said. That if you read even just a little bit between the lines, if you just kind of move the lines slightly apart and take a look deep inside that rabbit hole, that's exactly what you're going to see. The end of the Bill of Rights. The end of sovereignty. The end of freedom. The end of this country. And I'm not kidding around here, folks. When we see every time we get out and we see one of these neocons, whether it be Bill O'Reilly, Sean Vanity, Lush Limbaugh, Laura Ingraate, Michael Wiener Savage, no matter who it is, whenever we see these people get out on radio airwaves that go around the world that reach hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of stations and millions of people calling for the head of Iran, this is what they mean. This is exactly what they mean. Another Reichstag here in the United States. The locking up of dissidents in camps. The locking up of all Middle Easterners in camps. Anyone who might be a sympathizer. Anyone who might disagree with this Bush administration. And, by the way, the next administration. And the administration after that. Which, no doubt, will be Bush, Clinton, Clinton, Bush. Poppy Bush. Who had a very heavy hand in what happened in Vietnam, who had a very heavy hand in what was going on with the Northwoods document. In fact, we could probably make a connection that he was involved in putting together something like the Northwoods document. We know he was involved in the Bay of Pigs. We know that he was likely involved in the Kennedy assassination, both of them. In fact, all three of them, if you count John F. Kennedy Jr. His fingerprints, the fingerprints of Poppy Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, are on just about everything we see today. And who is he working for? He was a Rockefeller Republican, skull and bonesman, German occultist, order of death. And that's exactly what is going to happen. Death and loss of sovereignty, without a doubt. I think it was very brave of Daniel Ellsberg to come out here and I want to thank InfoWars for making that all happen. I mean, folks, this should be getting out to everybody, out to every anti-war person, period. And we're working on several articles in order to help that make that happen. But again, looking at history, and this is what we've been talking about this first hour, quite simply, very plainly, looking at history, whether it be Vietnam, whether it be World War I or World War II, whether it be the first war in Iraq or the second war in Iraq or the war in Kosovo or the war in Afghanistan or the current war with Israel and Lebanon and potentially Syria and Iran, we see these fingerprints. We see this master plan, this great work, as they call it, which ends in Fabian socialism, a lockdown, command and control, top of the pyramid, controlling the bottom of the pyramid, new world order. One world government. It's absolutely unbelievable that people aren't seeing this yet. I mean, what more do we have to do? How many years do we have to be ahead of the curve and be proven right again and again and again and again while these neocons are proven wrong over and over and over and over before people get it? That we simply look at the intelligence, we simply look at history, we add 1 plus 1 and it equals 2, doesn't equal 13, doesn't equal 33. 1 plus 1 equals 2. So how long do we have to scream into these microphones? How long do we have to get up on top of the giant pyramid or owl buildings and make these statements that are all coming true before people realize that they're centralizing everything and they're going to use war and death to do it? I'm very sorry about ranting. I'll come right back. More news and information not getting anywhere else. GCN Radio Network, this is the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones Show, folks. Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones today. Big interview coming up with the Israeli refuser, a military refuser, flew choppers, rescue missions, also was in a Black Hawk squadron there. His name's Yonatan Shapiro. He'll be joining us here in just about 10 minutes on the program today. Just quickly, we just played that that interview by Daniel Ellsberg, and you know, he went on to say after that, I didn't want to play the whole thing, I didn't think we had time, but he did go on to say that some of our leading Democrats are some of the biggest hawks we have in our government. So let's not forget that. While we're out there going, anybody but a Republican, let's remember who's going to fill those shoes. I have this image seared in my mind with John Kerry coming up for the 2004 coronation ceremony in Boston at the Fleet Center in 2004 as he was receiving his nomination to run in the Skull and Bones presidency, saluting the audience, saying, reporting for duty, and making a speech about how tough he was going to be on Iraq. Now, of course, he's since flip-flopped. He's done some flip-flopping. But it really tells us, and Ellsberg went on to talk about Biden. He went on to talk about Hillary Clinton and all of those out there who might just jump right on the bandwagon for war. And how many of these people are being paid off by lobbying groups, Israeli lobbying groups like AIPAC? They can't do anything, including the wonderful Russ Feingold. Can't say anything, can't do anything, and in fact, people like Hillary Clinton actually going to meetings looking at a strike against Iran. She wants to be tough. She's a woman. She's in the position where she's really got to prove her mettle now, and they're putting a lot of pressure on Ms. Clinton, Shillery, as I like to call her, in order to do so, to prove her mettle now, in order to get that nomination. So she is just as out front as, in fact, maybe even more out front than President Bush and some of his administration members. Certainly not the neocons. Quickly, we had gone over a lot of history in the first hour of today's broadcast, and most of the history, in fact, I'm sure all of the history we've gone over, including Pearl Harbor, including the history of Iran, probably not anything more important to understand in this day and age. What is the history of Iran, and how have we managed to control every event there for the last 60 years? Okay, they're our brutal enemy now, right? Is contained in Terror Storm. This is a fantastic movie. Alex has really outdone himself. His crew is has really gone the extra mile to put Terror Storm together. This is his best film. The soundtrack is professional. It clips in not at 4 hours, but at a reasonable time for a documentary. It is going to be waking people up all over the planet Earth. Includes new information about 9/11, the newest information, including some of the information for the Scholars for Truth and some of the speakers at the 9/11 symposium in Los Angeles. You need to get Terror Storm now. There are, I believe, some autographed copies left. Alex had autographed a number of the discs. This is a limited edition. These will be collector's items. You want to get those now. Go to Infowars.com and begin ordering. Or give him a call at 888-253-3139. Operators are standing by to get you Terror Storm right now. Also in limited supply, The Order of Death, which I believe is also very, very important to understand. Who are these people waging war all over the world? 888-253-3139. Place your order now or go to Infowars.com. We'll come right back. Second hour of the Alex Jones Show coming up right after this. Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. This is the GCN Radio Network.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.